This is KERA News. I'm Christina Martinez. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders made a campaign stop in Dallas Sunday. That followed his appearance at an event in Arizona where he was heckled. Bernie Sanders made it clear from the beginning why he was visiting deeply Republican Texas.
Well, the reason I am here today is I do know that this state is controlled by Republicans, and I'm here with you to change that.
Several thousand people packed into a ballroom at the Sheraton Dallas in downtown. Many held signs, and the independent senator from Vermont said his campaign strategy was to visit every state.
If we are serious about changing America, we can't just do it in blue states.
Sanders can't afford not to. His biggest rival for the Democratic nomination is former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She has a big lead in the race among Democrats, but Sanders has been steadily rising in the polls and raking in smaller donations. He never mentioned Clinton or any other rivals in his Dallas speech, but he did go after billionaires and large corporations.
The billionaire class has unbelievable economic power, political power, power over the media, in which large campaign contributors basically own many politicians.
During his one-hour event, Sanders spoke about issues that resonated with the crowd, which included college students and middle-aged voters. He spoke about his concerns about growing income inequality, student loan debt, and putting more money into Social Security. Devorah Tytunik from Bedford was in the crowd. She recently lost her job and said she could relate to what Sanders had to say.
He's the first that has mentioned that people like me who are over 50 have been let go from our jobs to be replaced with people that get less, and finding a new one is next to impossible. So I'm really glad that he brought that up, because there's a lot of us.
While many observers consider Sanders a long shot, most people in this crowd were optimistic about his chances against Clinton for the Democratic nomination. Sanders' appearance in Dallas was much smoother than his visit Saturday to the Netroots Nation conference in Phoenix, Arizona. There, demonstrators protested the treatment of African Americans by police, and they chanted Black Lives Matter. They interrupted a forum featuring Martin O'Malley, a Democratic presidential candidate. Protesters also heckled Sanders in Arizona. On Sunday, he addressed the issue.
But when we look at names like Sandra Bland, or Eric Garner, or Freddie Gray, and too many others, we understand that what we want is a nation where a young black man or woman can walk down the street not worried about being falsely arrested or beaten or killed.
In North Texas on Sunday, there were no protests, just cheers. Christina Martinez, KERA News.